Well, hello everyone. We're going to talk about influence. Influence, most people probably don't realize how powerful influences have on their lives. And we're all influenced at some time or another, whether it's good or bad. And this is usually done by our surroundings, our environment, culture, or the people around us. Things we see on TV, listen to on the radio, or even social media. Social media is a very powerful tool for influence nowadays. And whatever the platform is that you may use, something's going to catch your attention and hold your attention long enough to make an impression on you and maybe persuade you to be influenced in a different direction. There's a lot of books and whatnot out there that teach you how to influence people and for selling product or making business deals. And basically, one of the first keys to influence is to offer someone something. You offer them something for free and they are more or less committed to listen to you and entertain whatever it is they're trying to influence you to buy or to do. And then you feel that person may have some authority. So that solidifies, you know, what they're saying and what you or what they're trying to influence you to listen to buy or whatever that may be. And then at that point, you're going to have something that you think you need or you think you want or something that someone else doesn't have. That's the key right there, is having something that someone doesn't have. But remember, being influenced is a choice of maybe a good choice or a bad choice. We're going to now take a look on how we are influenced. Let's turn to a very famous and used scripture about influence, and that would be in Genesis 3, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast in the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said to you, shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of any fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' The serpent then said to the woman, 'You will not surely die.'" Well, we know where that went and what the future is for that. "And barely any time had passed since man had been created, man was influenced and persuaded to disobey God. And since that day, we have had to live basically in a toxic culture. It is easily to be influenced by the world around us and encourages and promotes disobedience. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen an advertisement that embraces toxic behavior. And on top of that, it portrays this behavior as perfectly normal and acceptable, which is conditioning people to accept that is the right thing to do. As people have always said, if you tell a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. Think about our culture for a moment. How would God describe our culture? Do the television shows, movies, and books we read line up with God's truth or not? If not, then that's a problem. I'm not suggesting that anyone here is doing anything out of line, but influence creeps in a subtle way. Remember those famous words, "You shall not surely die." Those subtle influences, just a little at a time, and it won't take no time before your mind is changed. Let us compare our society today, much like the society and culture on the island of Crete. Paul wrote the book of Titus to the churches of Crete. The reason for this writing was to give direction to the church members to correct all bad influences that were pulling them from God. Let's look at Titus 1 and verse 12. This describes a type of character and culture that had developed within them. So in verse 12 of chapter 1, one of them, a prophet of their own, said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." They didn't value the truth or mind being evil to others to get what they want. Sound a little familiar about how this world is now. We need to be careful about bad influences. Those can pull you away from God and hurt your relationship with him. This is what's happening in Titus. We have to be careful because negative influence hurt our relationship with God, and this is what happened in Titus. If we turn to chapter 1 and verse 10 to 11, "For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially of those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, whose subvert whole household, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain." So clearly we need to ask ourselves, use this as a guideline. Does this person, movie, or news article, or song we're listening to help me live God's way? Am I honoring God by taking this in? This may sound kind of extreme, but if we turn to Matthew 5:30, it says, "And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than your whole body be cast in hell." Well, Jesus doesn't literally want us to cut our whole hand off. Instead, I think he wants us to take bad influences seriously. He wants nothing to get in our way of your relationship with him. The benefit that we have going for us is that we have God's Holy Spirit, that we draw on his teachings that we may have caught, and is still accessible to us. which will keep us on the right track and not fall victim to bad influences. Designed by Satan to keep the world around us, encourages and promotes disobedience, dysfunction, and perversion. Designed by this world, I should say, around us, encourages and promotes disobedience. Let's turn to 1 Peter 5:8. In 5:8 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." So we need to really keep in mind that influence is a choice that we make. It may be a good choice or maybe not be a good choice. So we need to make good choices, because now we're halfway between the last great day, the Passover. So it may sound early, but we need to start preparing ourselves now. It may be here before we know it, or will be. As I said at the beginning, most people probably don't realize the powerful way of influences are in their lives, and will still be something that's going to catch. There will still be something that's going to catch your attention. Remember, being influenced is a choice, which may be good or may be bad. We don't want to be like Eve and believe that you are not surely dying and fall to that same mistake.